A lot of new parents are determined to make their kids' childhood different from their own. Writer Anne Lamott is back with a journal entry about her life as a single mother raising her almost 4-year-old son, Sam.
Sam saw his first dead person last month. Two friends of ours had a baby who died, and we went to spend the morning with the two of them and the body of their son. He was 5 months old and weighed 8 pounds, down from the 10 he weighed at birth. He wore a white baptismal gown and lay in a big basket on top of his crib, covered with flower petals from the waist down, white as a rose. There were flowers and shrines everywhere, statues of the Buddha and pictures of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, because his mother is a Buddhist, and of Jesus, because his father is a Christian. Bryce looked like a small, concerned angel from someplace snowy. None of us, including Sam, could take our eyes off of him. He looked like God. "You what?" my relatives asked when I mentioned this. "You took Sam to see what? As in, what will you take him to see next? Brain surgery?" I couldn't explain why I think it was right, except that I was taught to be terrified of sickness and death, and I honestly believe it compromised my life a great deal. And of course, I want better for Sam. Lots of my friends have died of cancer and AIDS, but Bryce was the first dead person Sam ever saw. Sam didn't seem scared. Maybe it was because Bryce looked so beautiful in death. He was an old pro at it. He had died during delivery and was resuscitated 7 minutes later, and so was born a second time, but it turned out that he had been gone too long. His eyes were deep gray and always opened, and he never cried, or for that matter smiled, or even blinked. Bryce's mother's Buddhist friends called him Cloud Boy, because he was suspended between heaven and earth, not quite here, not quite there. His father's Christian friends did a lot of the cooking. Everyone held him and rocked him. Sam and I spent a lot of time reading to him, mostly Dr. Seuss. "He's a good baby," Sam assured Bryce's parents one day. Not knowing how on earth they would take care of him, they brought Bryce home when he was 3 weeks old, because they didn't want him to die at the hospital. They just wanted him to be home with them and their friends. It was an amazing thing to be a part of. Some people saw Bryce as a tragedy, thought his parents were crazy for not leaving him at the hospital. The rest of us felt incredibly sad, but also that we were in the presence of something holy, something that didn't have to do with personality or character or age. "He's a good baby," Sam told me one day in the car after we'd been reading to Bryce for a while, "but he's a little funky." When Bryce died, his parents called us and asked if Sam and I would come over. They were sad but okay. Sam brought the baby two presents that morning, which he lay in the basket. One was a ball, in case you get to play catch on the other side. The other was a small time travel car from Back to the Future. Bryce's parents and I are still scratching our heads over that one. After we left that morning, I took Sam to the local bowling lanes. It was another first for him, and it was all so ridiculous and real that it too felt sacred. We bowled in the kids' lane for an hour. "You took him where?" asked my relatives, and I couldn't really explain why. It had something to do with wanting to shake off the solemnity, with wanting to complete the cycle of life and death. Bowling is life at its most immediate. You fling a ball and the pins fall down, sometimes. And I also wanted to show Sam that the holy goes on, no matter how many balls you fling at it.
Annie Lamott is the author of the new book, Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year.